Now, from WPTL Sports, it's time for Pisgah High School Black Bears Girls Varsity Fast Pitch Softball with Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernest.
We're coming to you live on WPTL 920 AM from Canton, North Carolina at the Pisgah Softball Complex. This afternoon, it is a non-conference confrontation featuring the Class 4A AC Reynolds Rockets, who are 2-5, and the 5-0 Pisgah Black Bears, who are currently ranked number one in the Class 2A polls. Hi, softball fans. This is Chuck Fiebernest with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. And Rhonda, manager Serena Goodwin's Black Bears face another stiff test in the Rockets from Asheville.
Oh, yeah. This is one team that she really likes to play because of their tough competition. In years past, they've had really good teams. This year, they're struggling a little bit, so it might not be as tough as she wanted it to be. But usually, we try to get them to play a home-and-home situation. But this year, Reynolds just wanted to play us one game. T.C. Robertson only wanted to play us one game. So it goes back to where Serena's having a hard time feeling the schedule out. But it should be, here we go again. This should be the team we beat, just like Inca. But we've got the Bulls on our back. And I got to guarantee you, those kids in the yellow and the green are going to come out of that dugout with a little attitude and a little chip on their shoulder and say, hey, we're going to show y'all a thing or two.
Well, as we said before, the Rockets come in at 2-5, and the Black Bears are 5-0, teams that are sort of going in different directions. But, again, Rhonda had pointed out that the Black Bears will be wearing that bullseye all season long, and today's no different on what is a sun splashed Chamber of Commerce Day here at the Pisgah Softball Complex as the Black Bears are taking their infield. And, Rhonda, what do we know about the Rockets?
Well, they do have a couple of good hitters on their team, and their sisters. It's Jessica and Brooke McLaughlin. I hope I got the name right, folks. We try to get these names straight before we go on air. But they are the best hitters they got. Now, they're struggling with their pitchers. They have two pitchers. The last game out was against Morristown East in Tennessee, and it was Rachel Lida. She pitched 6 innings. She had 2 earned runs, 1 base on ball, 1 strikeout. But then in the game before that, the day before they played Irwin, it was Anna Fields. She had 5.1 innings pitched, 8 hits, 7 runs, 4 earned runs, 6 base on balls, and 5 strikeouts. So they're struggling at the pitcher position, which that could be, and that's where we're not struggling because we have arms to go to. So that could be the game-telling story, and it could be another take-measure day for the M&M Club.
Well, absolutely. The Rockets, Jessica and Brooke McLaughlin, have combined for 15 hits so far this season. They also have a big slugger in Rachel Phillips and Anna Fields. Anna Fields will be playing out in the outfield today. And going to the inside the circle for the Rockets will be Rachel Lida, who is 1-4 on the season. Reynolds comes into this game. They opened up with a big loss to West Henderson, 11-0. They lost that game. Then they went and defeated Smoky Mountain out of the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference 9-4. But then they went on a 4-game losing streak, losing to Owen 4-0, at Smoky Mountain 7-1, and then lost a heartbreaker 9-8 to North Buncombe before dropping another conference game 7-2 to Irwin. And then, as Ron had said, this past Saturday, they traveled over the mountain through the gorge to Morristown, Tennessee to play Morristown East High School and won that game 8-6, where Rachel Lida won her first game and Anna Fields got that save. So Barry Lance, the manager for Reynolds Rockets, is trying to get his team turned around, but he has to do it quickly today. And, you know, you've got a tall task ahead of you with the Black Bears.
Of course, and this is going to be a good matchup for him if he wants to prepare his team for his conference, because Irwin is really strong in that conference. I know they struggled at the beginning, but I tell you, I really like that Irwin team over in Inca's going to be tough for them. So they have a lot in their conference that they're going to battle against, and this will be a good tough matchup for them to get prepared for the conference. And on the other point, we hope it's a good matchup for us to get us prepared, because we got the big game coming this Friday against Franklin. It's the one that's been marked on the girls' calendar. They had that big star circle day, whatever you want to call it, because Franklin beat it 3 times last year, and these girls want that redemption, revenge, whatever you want to call it. But they want to show everybody that them 3 losses last year to Franklin was not, you know, can be redeemed.
Well, we'll be back. We're gonna when we come back, we'll take a look at the Pisgah Black Bears and who's going inside the circle, and we'll give you the starting lineups when we return after a few messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, folks. We're about ready for the first pitch as the umpires have reached the field. Both teams have taken their warm-up tosses, and Rhonda, going inside the circle for the Pisgah Black Bears, to no surprise, is Logan Matthews, who is 4-0 on the season with a 0.70 ERA. She's 20 innings pitched so far, and she's allowed only 2 earned runs this season. She struggled early against Inca, but pulled it together and really pitched strong and finished strong. Do you see that carrying over to today's ballgame?
I really do. I think that she's going through so much right now, folks, and we just can't put it in perspective. Me and Chuck sit here and talk about it, but we're not in her shoes. But she's really out there being a warrior, and she's really trying hard to. And she's letting some things get to her, but she settled down last week, and then she'll be good to settle down today. But one thing I wanted to admit, if she's struggling at any time, then she can go to the arms that we have. You've got Michaela Tipton, you got Micah James, you got Caitlin Hannah, push come to shove.
Outstanding. Well, the Black Bears on the offensive side, when they're at the plate, have one of the most incredible gaudy offensive numbers, and that is the team batting average right now through 5 games. It's .414 for the team. You have a lot of girls batting over .500, some batting over .400, and that's significant with 7 home runs, 32 runs driven in. So that's a big thing for the bats. But the MO through the first 5 games is they kind of are slow starters.
Well, they are. Like I said earlier in one of the broadcasts, is that once Pisgah goes through the first rotation of the pitcher, once they go through the lineup once, they usually hone in on the pitcher. They've got somehow or another. They've just got to see what she's got. Then they settle down and say, all right, now it's our turn to come and bring the heat. And they really do. So, with our batting, that lets you struggle. That kind of batting average will let you struggle as a pitcher, and you don't have to worry about it. And it takes a lot of pressure off the pitcher when she's got those kind of bats behind her.
Well, as the managers are meeting the umpires at home plate, exchanging the lineup cards, let's quickly go over the starting lineups for the Reynolds Rockets. Jessica McLaughlin, the second baseman, will lead it off, followed by Emily Jenkins, the center fielder. Rachel Phillips will be designated hitter for Ashley Parton. In the cleanup spot will be left fielder Sarah Pape, and then you followed by shortstop Brooklyn McLaughlin, and then the pitcher Rachel Lida. And then batting in the 7 hole will be first baseman Anna Fields. Batting 8th is the right fielder Tierney Stepp, and batting 9th, third baseman Aubrey Sluter. For the Pisgah Black Bears, no change in their lineups for the last 4 games. That's the same. Leading off the Gazelle from center field will be Bianca Burnett. Batting 2nd will be the rookie of this team, the second baseman Sheridan Presley, only a sophomore and a .400 batting average. Batting 3rd is the catcher Mahala Irvin, who comes in with a .572 batting average, 2 home runs and 7 ribbies so far. followed by the cleanup hitter shortstop Micah James, who's right on her tail with a 546 batting average, two home runs, and leads the team with eight RBIs. Then you have the pitcher batting in the number in the five hole, and that's Logan Matthews, who has done not only an outstanding job inside the circle, but also with the bat as well, batting a solid 400 for the Black Bears. Batting six will be the designated hitter, Michaela Tipton. She'll be batting for first baseman Sydney Paris, the defensive specialist. And then in the seven hole will be third baseman Caitlin Hanna, who has just played a couple games after missing the first three games of the season due to a strained neck. Batting in the eighth hole will be right fielder Hannah Hudson, who's done a marvelous job both in the field and at the plate. She's also a solid 400 hitter. And then batting ninth will be the left fielder Taylor Gallion. So that is the lineup for manager Serena Goodwin as the Black Bears are prepared to get them, you know, a tune-up game, Rhonda, for a big game that's going to happen Friday.
Yeah, you know, Franklin's got two games before they meet us. We only have this one, then we can work on that. They got to play Bavard tomorrow, then they got to play Inca at Franklin, then we come to town. So they got Inca and Visga, two tough games back-to-back, but then they have Chelsea Stanfield, the NC State recruit that has really pitched very well, and she has an ERA of 0.5, I think it is, so it might be, that game might be the battle of the pitchers, but their bats have been really quiet, so they're not been hitting well. So every game they won's been low scoring wins. So maybe if we can get hitting on Stanfield, we can get some runs, maybe put some pressure on her.
Outstanding. Well, the Black Bears will play the Rockets here. We're minutes away from the first pitch. Again, it is a beautiful day at the Pisgah Softball Complex. Large crowd gathering in right now as we're near capacity, and they're introducing the Reynolds Rockets, and they'll introduce the Pisgah Black Bears, and then we'll have the Star Spangled Banner played on the violin by senior Sawyer Leatherwood, which has always become a tradition at Pisgah High School over the course of the last 3 years. So, you know, that's a unique way to do it, but you know, that's the way they do it here in Canton.
Well, I tell you, Sawyer's been an all-around kid. He plays the Star Spangled Banner post. If you don't know Sawyer Leatherwood, he has been the manager of the football team, the girls' basketball team, both varsity and junior varsity, and now he's the manager of this. And not only does he do all that, he also plays the Star Spangled Banner, too, for his running violin. So he's a very talented young man.
While they're wrapping up the introductions of the Black Bears, Ron, a good question to ask you is this. Can the Pisgah Black Bears be caught off guard looking ahead to Friday's big showdown in Franklin?
It's possible. I mean, it's like I said earlier, target's on our back. Everybody's coming after us. And that could be a battle in itself against Franklin, you know, target being on our back, a little animosity there between the two teams, little Facebook challenges on each for the girls to our girls, so it could get a little surprised. It could be a good, great game. So.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we won't take a break. We'll stay right here as we'll let you listen in to the playing of our Star Spangled Banner. Thank you. job by the senior Sawyer Leatherwood is that that just never gets old, as my broadcast partner for baseball on enetsports.com, David Crompton, would always say. Looking at Old Glory, it stands out in left center field, and it is blowing at times directly out from home plate to left center field, which bodes well for the Black Bears, who come in with 7 home runs in their first 5 games. And then it'll shift a couple times from blowing from the right foul pole to the left foul pole. So obviously for most of this game, it looks like it's going to be blowing out. If you're a pitcher for Reynolds, you have to hang your head and worry a little bit.
When you get down to Murderer's Row, that might be, you know, I'd hate to be a pitcher facing Presley, Tipton, Mahala Irvin. Then you got Micah James, and then Matthews, and then Tipton. I mean, it just keeps going and going and going. I mean, you're sitting there, no time to relax, and it's swinging. Today will be interesting with Micah, with Logan in the circle. If she can get her pitches at the corners, she wasn't getting them Friday, or Monday, Friday, whatever last day we played. She wasn't getting them in the last game. So it's really curious to see how the ump's going to call this. If he lets her have the corners, and that will bode in her favor. If she gets the corners, it's going to be a tough, long day for the Rockets.
Well, Logan Matthews completes her warm-up tosses. The big junior right-hander is ready to go as everybody meets inside the circle for the Pisgah Black Bears, with the exception of the three outfielders. And first up for the Rockets will be Tessa McLaughlin. She'll be followed by Emily Jenkins and Rachel Phillips. So that's scheduled up as we start the top of the first inning here from the Pisgah softball field, as there are a few more adjustments or ground rules, as the athletic director, David Presley, is talking with the home plate umpire and Serena Goodwin.
Now they're discussing something. I'm not sure what it is.
But I think we're about ready to play. She's laughing, and so...
So evidently must not be major if she's laughing.
So the umpire just said he'll call David Presley tomorrow, so obviously it wasn't a big anything serious. So the left-hand hitting second baseman, Jessica McLaughlin, who leads the team in batting, will lead it off for the Rockets as she faces Logan Matthews. First pitch is a slap foul out of play. So the first pitch is 4:05 here at the Pisgah Softball Complex on a beautiful day. The Canton Chamber of Commerce couldn't have ordered a better day for baseball. First pitch is 86 degrees, first pitch. Oh, my.
Hang time temperature.
Next pitch, squared around the bunt, bunted foul. So now McLaughlin gets in a hole quickly, 0-2 to Logan Matthews.
So we know she's not going to be swinging bunt this time, because in softball, if you swing bunt and it goes foul, you're automatically out. So she will be swinging this time.
Matthews is ready. Here's her big windup and the pitch. Oh, strike three. Ooh, a fastball caught the outside part of the plate. So that's the first strikeout of the game. First out in the first inning, and that is the 15th strikeout for Matthews this season.
Big smile on her face that time.
First pitch to Emily Jenkins is ball low.
And there's your politician asking that ump where he wants it. She does every time.
So here is Matthews' 1-0 pitch. It's high for a ball, 2-0.
She's not got that fast rhythm going yet. She gets that going later on in the game. She's working a steady pace right now.
Outfield wearing sunglasses as the sun is bright. Swung on and missed by Jenkins as she couldn't catch up with the fastball. That was about above the belt. Matthews came up on her to make the count 2-1. Next pitch is way up high and outside, so that makes the count 3-1. Next pitch is called strike at the knees.
She's back to her regular, you know, last week we had to deal with the balk issue where she is hiding the ball. Now watch her this week. She keeps it in her side, then she puts it in her glove. That's what she was doing last week, and he called her for hiding the ball.
Foul back onto the screen, so Jenkins hangs in there on that 3-2 count. Matthews is ready, gets her sign from her buddy, Mahala Irvin, swung on and dribbled over to Sheridan Presley at second, turns, flips over to Sydney Parrish at first to retire Jenkins easily. And that's the second out of the inning, and that's going to bring up Rachel Phillips, the designated hitter.
You know, the one thing I said last week about Sheridan Presley is she plays a little bit back more than Gooch did, and she can run up on the balls like that. She's going to play like baseball players.
The rookie second baseman playing in her first varsity season swung on and dribbled foul as Caitlin Hanna reaches across the line and snares it, but the home plate umpire was Johnny on the spot and called foul ball.
Too bad she's not got a left-handed glove, because or a right-handed glove, because she could snare some of those. She's a long arm. A
lot of length at third base, and Caitlin Hanna, who's a senior 6-foot third baseman, swung on and fouled back against the screen by Rachel Phillips, and that makes the count 0-2. So Matthews having a much better start than she did on Thursday against the Inca Jets.
It could have been just a bad day. It was her birthday, first time she had her birthday without her mama.
Is her 0-2 offering popped up against the screen, so Phillips is hanging in there. Just talking about Sheridan Presley a minute ago is that the sophomore is already batting 400, 6 for 15, 6 RBI so far this season. Just missed with a changeup on the outside part of the plate. That makes the count 1-2. We have had inklings of calling Sheridan Presley Ty Cobb or Tina Cobb after the great Major League Baseball hitter and Hall of Fame Ty Cobb.
You know,
is in the dirt for a ball, evens the count at 2-2.
I told her that last week, if we was calling her Ty Cobb or Tina Cobb, she goes, who's that?
We don't mean to date ourselves. We'll have to get a history book to show her who Ty Cobb was. So here's the next pitch is in the dirt, and that brings the count to full. 3-2. Who's that?
Yeah.
That's just priceless.
It was. I was going, you don't even know.
Out in center field is the gazelle. She's got her body slightly turned, sunglasses. Here's the next pitch, swung out and driven to the gazelle. That's way overhead, and that ball is gone. So the Rockets, Rachel Phillips, just deposited the 3-2 pitch over the center field wall for a solo shot, and now the Rockets lead 1-0.
I think it was a miscommunication on the pitch, because Irvin went out to talk to Logue Matthews, and Matthews goes, like, I'm sorry, you know, I misread you, and she says, that's okay.
So Rachel Phillips takes advantage of the miscommunication and hits a solo home run right over the 210 sign in dead center, and that's going to bring up the cleanup here, Sarah Pape, the left fielder. Swung on and dribbled foul the first pitch.
Well, we know the ball's going to travel well today.
That is correct. Well, it'll travel well for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Pape, a left-hand hitter, playing left field today. Pitches in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. Hannah Hudson out in right field also has sunglasses, kind of shading the sun, as next pitch is fouled out of play. Makes the count 1-2. Taylor Gallion is out left, hugging the left field line against the left-handed hitter to protect, and also playing shallow as she wants to protect against the slap hitter, in case she wants to do that, of Sarah Pape. Here's the 1-2 offering by Logan Matthews. Called strike 3. So that'll end the inning, but damage was done by Rachel Phillips as she hits a solo home run. As we have one half inning in the books, it's the Rockets 1 with the Black Bears coming to bat.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and the P. Allen Construction Company of Chandler Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, B. Allen. I think, you know, in defensively wise, Wall calls all the defensive plays. he has got such a mind on, he knows all these kids, he's watched them all play from Little League up, he knows how they hit, he knows how to position his outfielders, he'll holler, she hit here, she hit there last time, move over, he always positions his kids to where they're able to make the plays, and that, I give that all the credit to Walt Leatherwood on that, Coach Leatherwood, because he is a valuable key to Pisgah's defense.
Well, the right-hander for Reynolds is Rachel Lydia, and she will go inside the circle. She comes into this ballgame with a 1-4 record for the 2-5 Rockets, and scheduled up will be Bianca Burnett, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin. As she completes her warm-up tosses, and now Bianca Burnett checks into the right-hand hitter's box. Burnett batting 429, does not have an extra base hit, but has 3 stolen bases so far for the Black Bears.
She's a good threat when she gets on base. She makes a pitcher very nervous.
On deck is Sheridan Presley. So Lydia's ready. Here's her first pitch. Swung on in line to center field, but right at her. So first pitch, first out for the Black Bears is Burnett blinded, but hit it right to the center fielder, Emily Jenkins.
That was a good hit. It was solid, but it just wasn't high enough to fall behind her. And she was playing her right where she needed to.
Now that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, as we said before, batting 400 with 6 RBIs and 1 triple as she swings on and misses the first pitch. Presley bats from the left-hand hitter's box. Crouches a little bit. Next pitch is low in the dirt from a ball. Makes the count 1-1. Kind of resembles a little bit of a Pete Rose from the left-hand hitter's box. Crouches bat high above the shoulders. Sort of flat.
She keeps her fingers loose on the bat.
Here's Lydia's pitch. Called strike, caught the corner, so it makes it 1-2 to Presley. Mahala Irvin on deck.
Got one out.
Presley, a weak swing, but fouls it back into the screen. Moore should protect the plate, so she hangs in there with a 1-2 count.
The pitcher from Reynolds kind of reminds me of the girl from Madison County, of the leak girl.
Working very quickly is Rachel Lydia. The next pitch is lined over the second baseman's hip. So Ty Cobb Jr. gets a single to, with one out. She took an outside pitch and right over the second baseman's head. And so now that's one runner on first, and that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin, who is batting with a 572 batting average, leads the team, 8-14, 2 home runs, 7 RBIs, 3 doubles.
I'd hate to face her if I was a pitcher, because she is hot.
Swung on and driven to deep left field.
Could be carrying out.
Gone! Touching home, Mahala Irvin, first pitch swinging, belts a 2-run home run. And that was one we were just watching to see if it was fair. She just ripped it to left field, high above the trees out there that line the bank of the Pigeon River. So Mahala Irvin gets her third home run of the season and her 9th RBI. And that's going to bring up Micah James.
And the theme song for these two is "Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better."
So Irvin, first pitch to James is outside. James comes in batting 546, 6-11, 2 home runs and 8 RBI. She did have the RBI lead and tied in home runs, but Irvin just took that lead with that 2-run shot. Swung on and driven foul. So James is in the hole 0-2 to Rachel Lydia. On deck is Logan Matthews.
It's good to have a combination like that, the battles. And it's just like Serena said earlier in the year, when you have competition among your team, it makes you better.
So Lydia, wind gusts up a little bit. Next pitch is way up high, goes back against the screen as the catcher for the Rockets was unable to get that. That was Ashley Park. Here's Lydia's one ball, two strike offering, and that's high for a ball, 2-2.
You'll find out that's one thing about Pisgah batters. They're very patient in the box. They wait for their pitch.
James is ready. Next pitch is again wasted high. Brings the count to 3-2, so Lydia quickly got ahead 0-2, but now has fallen behind 3-2 to James. James looking for a pitch to drive. Here's the pitch now. Ball four. Loses her, and that's going to bring up Logan Matthews. So James walks. Matthew comes in, checks into the batter's box from the right-hand side. 400 hitter, two home runs, and four RBIs.
And this is another one that has the power to drive it out, and the wind's blowing directly outfield now.
So just the fearful murderer's row with these gaudy line, you know, averages here in this game. Because the next pitch by Lydia is high for a ball. Logan Matthews, already this season 4-0 as a pitcher with a 0.70 ERA. And then that last pitch was a ball, making it 2-0. So Lydia, shaken a little by the Irvin two-run blast. Pitch is above the belt for a strike. Two balls, one strike.
That was more like a little rise ball. It rose right as it got to the plate. And that softball's different than baseball, they call it, when it gets to the plate.
Lydia, next pitch is a strike as James goes down to second base, so she records a stolen base. She just flies in there safely in plenty of time. That will be James's second stolen base of the season. So a 2-2 count to Logan Matthews with one out here. Pisgah leads 2-1 over Reynolds. Swung on and missed, struck her out, foul tipped it, but actually Parton hangs on to it, so Matthews is the second out of the inning. Big cut and miss, and that's going to bring up the designated hitter, Michaela Gibson.
It'd be nice for her to get in this home run battle with the M&M girls.
Tipton already. Called strike as the first pitch comes into this game with a 375 batting average, one home run, two RBIs, three doubles. She was currently in tied for the team lead in doubles with Mahala Irvin. Swung on and dribbled off the pitcher's leg as everybody's going to move up a base. That's going to be an infield single as Tipton just hit a one hopper that went right off of Lydia's knee. So they're going to take a little time to check on her. Those are the dangerous ones, Rhonda.
I'm telling you, that thing was a bullet, and it hit her right on the knee. Dump went over to ask her if she's fine. She said, yeah, I'm fine. Tough girl. And you know, softball players are tough, I'm telling you.
Now comes Caitlin Hannah, the six-foot senior. Hannah with a 500 line to left field. So she continues her hot-hitting streak, driving in James with a sharp single, a one-hopper to the left fielder on the first pitch. So now Pisgah is really mounting this rally with two outs.
It's good to have her bat in the lineup. That's what she's good for, getting you runs, home runs, whatever it takes. She's
the splendid splinter for Pisgah, Caitlin Hammond. And that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson, the right fielder. Batting in the 8 hole here in the bottom of the first. Pisgah leads 3-1. First pitch was a ball.
And she's not going to no lots of batting average either.
Swung on and running to left field. That's going to be just too shallow, so it's going to load the bases as Tipton stops at third. Smart move, and that's going to bring up the junior Taylor Gallion playing left field.
Now batting for the Black Bears, number 5, Taylor Gallion.
So three consecutive singles with two outs loads the bases. And Taylor Gallion could tacked on a few more runs here in the bottom of the first inning. Already Pisgah leading 3-1. Gallion coming in with a .273 batting average as the first pitch is high for a ball.
Got fans of all ages here, even with their John Deere tractors.
Here's Lydia's 1-0 pitch. Called strike, painted the corner. So even with the count at 1-1, good umpiring today.
It is.
Next pitch is high for a ball. So it's 2-1.
She can't afford the walkers, nowhere to put her.
Gallion lock and loaded for her pitch. Here's Lydia's 2-1 offering. Swung on and lined to second baseman who just steps on second. So a liner to the Rockets second baseman ends the inning. So that will be all for the Black Bears, who get 3 runs on 5 hits. And there were no errors. So as we put the first inning in the books, it's Pisgah 3, Reynolds 1. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the second inning as Logan Matthews completes her windup or warm-up toss. Excuse me. The wind is gusting here. And they were playing a little
music loud.
They're having trouble waiting for the intro to hear it. So here in the top of the second inning, Pisgah leads 3-1. It'll be Brooke McLaughlin, Rachel Lydia, Lyda, excuse me, and Anna Field scheduled up to face Logan Matthews. Matthews' first pitch to Brooke McLaughlin is a ball high. So Pisgah answers with 3 runs in the first inning off of 5 hits, a big blowy 2-run blast by Mahala Irvin. Next pitch is called strike, painted that corner. Evens the count at 1-1.
That's the corner she's hoping she'll be able to get today. Get that call.
Much different demeanor out of Logan Matthews today than as a curveball swung on and missed by McLaughlin.
That was nasty. Had some movement on it.
That kind of broke the hip, the knee, the ankles, waiting for that thing to get up there. The brain splits as it. Next pitch is swung on and fouled out of play. She riser. Irvin just hit a cantankerous shot to deep left field that probably landed into the Pigeon River.
He probably bounced in there. And you know, her daddy keeps all her balls that she hits home runs with.
Rolled up to the plate, got out of her hand.
She wants to change balls. It goes back to that grip again with these new balls that got something slick on them.
So that evens the count at 2-2 to Brooke McLaughlin, the shortstop. Pitches way up high, 3-2. Lyda on deck. Next pitch is swung out and grounded over to Matthews, picked up the Paris for the first out. So a nice, easy comebacker as Matthews retires McLaughlin, and that's going to bring up her counterpart, Rachel Lytle.
Not as Irvin called the pitches, but she also cleans the plate and throws the pass back to the opposing team.
Mahala Irvin doing it all today. Change up right over the heart of the plate has Lytle.
Some parts might as well give her a little brush so she can go out there and clean the plate for it.
Here in the top of the second, 3-1 Pisgah's Lytle tries to bunt, follows it back into the screen. Matthews has got her pitching counterpart in a hole, 0-2 here in the top of the second inning with one out. Black Bears lead the Rockets 3-1. Swung on in line to Presley, who just gobbles it up over to Paris. That's an easy one. It's not easy, really, but she makes it look easy.
That was hit hard, and I was afraid that ball was going to take a funny bounce when it got to her, but it stayed down, and she gobbled it up, just like you said.
So she has a stellar bat, and she also has a golden glove over at second base, and we're speaking of sophomore Sheridan Presley, and that's going to bring up Anna Fields, the first baseman. Change up high for a ball. Two outs here in the top of the second inning. Tyranny Stutt, the right fielder, is on deck for the Rockets. Anna Fields is at the plate. Matthews' pitch is in the dirt. So now it's 2-0.
Mahala's on her game today because she has caught everything that's been high or low.
Matthews' delivery swung on, took a little speed off of it. Now it's two balls, one strike. That's a very impressive pitch when you're behind 2-0 and you got a lot of confidence and you don't bring the heater. You can take a little speed off your heater.
Yeah.
Just missed outside for a ball. Makes the count 3-1.
Tried to get the corner, but she was a little bit too far out of the corner.
Next pitch. Swung on and popped up. Presley calling for it as she grabs that and ends the inning. Going back out to the shallow outfield, that's a tough play, but the sophomore gobbles it up. And that's all for the Rockets here in the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, and no errors, and nobody left on base. And as we move to the bottom of the second, Pisgah leads 3-1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Brad Allen Construction, Chandler Commercial Residential Grading and Remodeling, and by Champion Credit Union of Camden Waysville, and by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford Top of Honor, the President's Award.
But,
you know, we're talking about stellar pitching, and this goes to something I found out this week. You know that Pisgah not only has the four arms that we have now, we have the two on the JV team, Callie Kirkendall, Morgan Infant, plus Ashley Finland. It's not no shabby pitchers. But on Canton Middle School team is the dad sponsors is one of our sponsors, Brad Allen. His daughter pitches for Canton Middle School. She pitched, she's 2-0 right now. They play Bavard and Waynesville. She pitched against Waynesville. She had her first no-hitter. She had 15 strikeouts and a no-hitter. And they're 2-0 right now, Canton Middle School is. And, folks, when you see this girl come up, not only is she just a softball player, excellent basketball player, probably for a better sport, but there's more talent coming up the pipeline for this business softball team that's just going to be a stellar, you know, next 4 or 5 years competing.
So that makes Serena Goodwin, the manager of the varsity team, happy, and we're going to start the bottom of the second inning at the top of the order again as Pisgah in the first sent all nine batters to the plate against Rachel Lytle. So Bianca Burnett, who lined to the center fielder her first time up, is 0-1. And we do have a new pitcher, and that's going to be Anna Fields. So Anna Fields replaces Lyda. I have to think maybe that shot off her leg might have, you know.
It might have. I don't see her in the field anywhere.
Anna Fields' first pitch is a ball, so already the Rockets are going to go and bring in Anna Fields, who's batting in the 7 hole, so she'll bat where she is. We're looking to see where she was replaced by. Next pitch is in tight, 2-0 to Burnett. And the first baseman, number 10, I believe it is, on their roster. We'll get that name for you. Next pitch is ball outside, 3-0 do not want to get the Gazelle. You want to keep her off the bases if you're the Reynolds Rocket.
Pepe
moves. Called strike at the knees. 3-1.
They've moved Lida to left field.
Got it. So just a player position change. No changing of the players here this early. And so she loses Burnett, who takes a ball inside. The ball four. And so that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who lined a single over the second baseman's head.
Both pitchers from Reynolds worked really, really fast.
Now you got Burnett on first, a threat to steal. Slapped deep to the shortstop, no time, and so that's going to be an infield single for Presley. That's two hits for
Mahala Irvin.
Oh, no, and that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin. Beautiful place of that flat ball just outside the reach of the third baseman and deep in that hole where the shortstop.
She is just placing her hits in just perfect location. And the two she's got robbed on were lined hard.
So now you've got nobody out. Pisgah mounting a rally with Burnett at second and Presley at first, both singled here to start the bottom of the second. And Irvin's up, who hit a two-run bomb, her only time up in this game.
I don't think they want to pitch anything into her wheelhouse or pitching her very high.
You got to pick your poison. Standing on the on-deck circle, swinging a big bat as Micah James already has two bombs and driven in eight runs. That's 3-0 to Irvin. I don't think you'd want to walk her and load the bases for Micah James.
It's just like I said, the theme song, anything you can do, I can do better. So, possible she could hit.
I'm wondering if Irvin has the green light here with a 3-0 count. Pitch a swing. She did, and she didn't.
Well, he's on the hands, too. And she
was. I think she made the decision when the pitcher caught the ball back from the catcher. She was swinging at this pitch. So it's 3-1. She fouled it back. Next pitch is changeup, loses her, so the bases are floated now as Irvin coaxes a walk.
As we say in the softball circuit, just on the pond.
Well, we in this game, and we got Brittany Troll going to pitch run for Mahala Irvin, a courtesy runner for the catcher. Brittany Troll, an outstanding hitter in her own right, batting .333. With two RBIs, she's going to be running for Irvin. She's at first base. Burnett at third, Presley at second, and the big slugger in the four hole, Micah James, is the first pitch, caught the corner for a strike. So nowhere to put her.
So Irvin leads now with 9 RBIs, and she has 8. So she could really blow this lead up if she could hit a grand slam.
Next pitch is low in the dirt, evens the count at 1-1. If you just joined us here on WPTL 920 AM, it's in the bottom of the second. Pisgah leads 3-1 and already got bases loaded as the ball gets away, but not far enough for Bianca Burnett to come home. Nice job out of Ashley Parton to jump up and get after that pitch.
I think Walt called her back. Coach Leatherwood called her back. I mean, you got no outs. Let's let it play out and see what happens.
Here's Fields' next pitch. Caught the corner again for a strike. Makes the count now. 2-2. Pitching James away.
Wasn't it last week she hit that homer on the 0-2
yep.
count?
Just missed. So she went again outside. Makes the count 3-2.
Well, you got to pick your poison here. Are you going to pitch to her or are you going to pitch out?
Here's Fields' pitch, swung on and ripped in between Burnett and Walt Leatherwood, the third base coach. Walt kind of laughing and chuckling a little bit as he plays way back close to the screen. I should say he coaches from the box way back close because he doesn't play there.
He's pretty quick for his age.
He's leaned up his back up against the screen. Here's your pitch. Just missed, walks her, so there's another RBI for Micah James, and it's an easy one as she negotiates a bases-loaded walk, driving in Burnett for the fourth run in the game, and the bases are still full for Logan Matthews, who struck out her last time up.
And still no outs. So you got Murderer's Row you're still going through, and it's heck, I'm telling you.
Anna Fields on in relief for Rachel Liddy as the next pitch is low for a ball.
You know, that's one thing Serena said when we played Inca, is that we played last lackadaisical to start off with. Today, I don't see that out of these girls.
Next pitch is low for a ball again, and it makes the count now. Two balls, no strikes. You got to be thinking Logan Matthews is looking for her pitch, one specific pitch right here. Doesn't get it as the ball gets away, and here comes Presley as she scores on the wild pitch by Anna Fields. And that's going to make the score now 5-1, Piston. Still nobody out as everybody moves up one base. Brittany Troll is at third base. She's the courtesy runner for Mahala Irvin. James is at second. Logan Matthews with a three-ball, no-strike count. Here's Anna Fields' pitch high for a ball, and the bases are back to being loaded.
Now batting for 12, Michaela Dixon.
You'll have a courtesy runner for Logan, because Coach always, that'll be...
Casey Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Casey Brown.
Coach is very, she does the same thing all the time, and I think she's about got her lineup now.
So Casey Brown's going to come out and pitch run for Logan Matthews as we've got time as Bert Lance is going to bring in another pitcher.
Back to the starting pitcher.
Rachel Lida. So they're going to switch. First baseman, Sarah Pape, goes back to left field. Rachel Lida looks like she's trying to loosen something up her arm or something like that, maybe?
She pitched Saturday night against, you know, that Morristown East in Tennessee. And she pitched six innings, but I don't know if she has tightness from that game or...
But we'll stay here while she does her warm-up tosses.
It's hard to tell with softball players. Usually in fast pitch softball, you don't have as much shoulder and arm like in baseball. So
Anna Fields goes back to first base, sending Sarah Pape back to left field. So just a little bit of merry-go-round, and Rachel Lida comes in from left field back inside the circle as she tries to put a halt to this rally as four walks and a single have brought in two runs as Pisgah leads 5-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. And Michaela Tipton, who singled and drove in a run her first time up. First pitch is a strike.
It's Micah James trying to cheat on the signal. She's trying to steal him and wave and tell her which way the ball's going.
In the bottom of the second, Rachel Lida's back inside the circle for the Reynolds Rockets. Swung on and grounded to third baseman. She comes home for one. Throw to first is not in time to get Michaela Tipton. So they get the lead runner on the fielder's choice by Michaela Tipton. That's the first out in the inning. She had a nice hard grounder, but right at the third baseman for Reynolds, who is Aubrey Sluder.
She's playing tight to the line, too, to protect any extra hits. Any extra bases, I mean.
So now the bases remain full. Whoa, and that ball! Oh, my good boy! Grand slammy! Taylor Hanna swinging on the first pitch at the grand slam for the Pisgah Black Bears.
Grand slam, number six, Taylor
Hanna. Well, I tell you, that girl has got some strength. She don't look like she is that strong, but I'm telling you, when she hit that ball, I could tell it was gone the minute it left her bat. He got up, and it was goodbye.
She was looking for the pitch, and she got it. And to the left center field, it just sent all of Reynolds just staring at it because that was above the trees.
And that's,
so that's the first grand slam of the year. And Hannah's first grand slam of her career.
And that's a big hit we've been looking for.
Now the score's 9-1 as the first pitch was a ball. One out here, Pisgah suddenly broken open by the big grand slam by Caitlin Hanna. Leads 9-1. And that's Hannah Hudson, the right fielder who singled in her last time at the plate in the first inning. She's 1-1. A gem of an outfielder. grounded to the third baseman, just foul. That would have been a tough play to get Hannah Hudson, who was motoring down the first baseline.
She's also very fast. She's not as fast as a gazelle, but she's close.
You either got extremes on this. You've got either power hitters or fast kids.
And that's what helped us in the state run.
Next pitch is a ball high. Lays off the 0-2 pitch. Now makes it one ball, two strikes. 9-1 here in the bottom of the second inning. Pisgah leads. Big blow in this inning was the Caitlin Hanna grand slam. Swung on the ground to the third baseman. Sluter comes up, throws over to Fields in time to record that out. So Hudson goes out, and that's the second out here in the inning. And that's going to bring up the left fielder, Taylor Gallion. Taylor Gallion, again, this is the ninth batter in this inning. They have batted around, haven't batted around, but they've set nine so far in each of the first two innings. First pitch is way high and outside for a ball to Gallion.
She's another fast one, I'm telling you. Our outfield has got speed this year that we've not had.
Called strike, belt high, inside corner. Evens the count at 1-1.
You know, Serena said last year we struggled in the outfield to start with, finding personnel to fit the positions.
Swung on and grounded to the shortstop. Gallion sprinting down, but a nice throw records the out. So that's all for Pisgah as they get a boatload. Six runs here in the bottom of the sixth inning, thanks to Caitlin Hanna's grand salami. And so they move to the top of the third inning with a lead 9-1. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the third inning. It's all Black Bears here at the Pisgah softball complex as they lead the Reynolds Rockets 9-1. Last inning, the ninth home run of the season for the team was delivered by Caitlin Hanna as it was a four-run producing grand salami. A deep left center. That was one of those no doubters. I don't think they hit any doubters. They hit them. They just, you just stand and admire them, you know.
Last year, she hit so many that went in the river, fouled at the 200 pole on left field. It was unbelievable. This year, she's kind of straightened it out a little bit.
Journey leads off a left hand hitting right fielder. She tries to bump, but she gets hit by the pitch. So now, first pitch, and Steph is going to be on first.
I think that pitch was supposed to be in the inside, and when she was running up, it tailed too much inside.
Can bring up third baseman Aubrey Sluter, who's made a couple gems of down at third base for the Rockets. She's batting in the nine hole here in the top of the third. As she tries to bunt, but bunts it foul. So a little small ball by the Rockets, trying to just chip away at this eight-run lead by the Black Bears here in the top of the third.
I guess if you don't have big hitters, that's all you can do is just chip away.
If you're listening to us on WPTLradio.net, WPTLradio.net, that's online, as she scores around and misses is, Irvin wanted to throw behind her. Presley was there, but opted not to. So now it's 0-2 to Sluter with the leadoff hitter Jessica McLaughlin on deck.
batting at the number nine hole here in the top of the third.
Swung on and missed, struck her out, foul tip, but Irvin hangs on. That's the first out of this third inning.
That defensive player of the year at Auburn camp getting the notoriety she well deserves.
That's going to bring up Jessica McLaughlin, the second baseman who struck out her first time up against Logan Matthews. She tries to slap it, but tried to hold up, but got her bat out there a little bit too far and fouled it back against the screen. So an excuse me foul ball.
Well, Irvin's going to know that she's going to try to bunt again, so she's either going to have her pitch high or low.
One offering. She tries to slap again, but lays off it.
And it was a high pitch, so that's the reason why if you hit them high, they go pump up in the air and it gives you a chance for a play.
Here in the top of the third, Pisca leads 9-1. Here's the pitch. It's bunted out in front. This is a good one, and that's going to be an infield single. That was a beautiful bump by Jessica McLaughlin.
Caitlin Hanna and Irvin couldn't decide on who was going to pick it up, and they both got it at the ball at the same time, and they kind of couldn't figure out who wanted it.
So now Reynolds has two runners on, first and second base, for Emily Jenkins, who grounded out to Presley her first time up in the first inning. Ball in the dirt. There is one out.
Which that problem you won't see anymore because of they'll work that out. They'll figure out who's going to take it the next time.
Those are those early season things you want to swung on and rip to center field. Bianca Burnett gets it, throws it into Micah James, and that's going to hold the runner at third, as nobody wanted to challenge that. So Jenkins singles to load the bases now, and Reynolds has one out with bases loaded for the designated hitter, Rachel Phillips, who hit a bomb her first time up, a solo home run.
I guarantee you Logan and Mahalo is not going to give her the same pitch again.
So one swing of Phillips is back to put him back into the game as she chases a high fastball. So it's only one to the big slugging number three hitter, Rachel Phillips. Logan's next pitch, high ball, 1-1.
She's trying to get her chase some up balls or low balls or outside. She's not going to get her in her middle of the plate again.
So we've had somewhat of a home run derby today. Phillips has a home run. Caitlin Hanna and Irvin has one that blew a fastball inside on Phillips' handcuff. She wasn't looking for that, kind of diving out and had to really swing her hands in tight. Wasn't looking for something coming in tight, so now it's one ball, two strikes. Matthews pitch is swung on and line to left field. Taylor Galleon. What a great grab by Galleon running to the left center gap to prevent extra bases. So Galleon keeps the bases full.
That goes to what I was talking about earlier, the speed in the outfield now. It is hard to get those balls to drop in a gap when you got the Gazelle, the number one, and you got the two speeds on the corners.
So Taylor Galleon comes up with a web gem. Prevent the extra bases, and now it's going to bring up Sarah Pape, the left fielder. Pape has moved from left to first and back to left field again.
She might have made an error last week at that Inca game when that ball got overhead, but she has not dropped one since.
Swung on and grounded to Paris, and that's all. Paris just gobbled that thing up. That's Hoover for you. So no runs on two hits. Three were stranded for Reynolds, and as we move to the middle of the third inning, it's Pisgah 9, Reynolds 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction Company of Candler, Commercial, Residential, Grading, Remodeling, B. Allen, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Wanksville. Folks, if you ever go by any of these locations that sponsors us today, just thank them for the sponsoring. This opportunity to bring you Pisgah softball on the air. This is the first time we've done it, and I think it's turning out to be a success. If you want to give me and Chuck some feedback, email me at birdsofthecove@aol.com, birdsofthecove. Let me hear from you, and let's give us a little feedback on how well a job we're doing or how bad a job we're doing.
You never do a bad job when you're broadcasting softball or baseball. It's a fun event.
It is fun, and it's great to bring this to the people. I had so many compliments from the state game of bringing that to the people that couldn't make it down to Raleigh, and this is an opportunity for you to get to know the girls before they go to Raleigh this year, because I guarantee you this team is going to go unless something like the Marshall, like my Tar Heel, just, boy, man, I tell you right now, we're doomed.
Well, that's okay. You still got a plane. You still have a shot. If you want to be our sponsor for and back the Pisco softball team and the broadcast here, just contact Bill Reck at WPTL. Pass the word. You can listen online, live streaming at WPTLradio.net, WPTLradio.net, or you can just turn your dial to 920 AM. We start off the third inning like we've done the first and the second with Bianca Burnett. As both first two innings for Pisco, they've sent nine batters to the plate. First pitch is high to Burnett. And Rachel Lida is back inside the circle for the Rockets. Pisco looking to tack on some more runs as the next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 2-0.
And Reynolds could be trying to try out all these pitchers to see, you know, who they're going to stick with for the year.
Lida's next offering is high. So it makes the count three balls, no strikes.
It's one luxury our catcher has is she can call her own.
Ball four, she loses Burnett on four pitches, so Burnett gets her second walk of the game.
She calls, our catcher calls her own pitches. Where the teams we're facing now, and even the teams we faced last year, they have a coach who calls the pitches. But it takes the catcher out of it. She knows where these kids are setting up. And that just shows you how smart our catcher is.
That's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who's 2-for-2 in the game as Burnett steals second standing. That's speed for you. You can't teach that.
No, you can't.
So Burnett gets her fifth stolen base of the season. Swing out and rip to right field over the head. Up the wall. Presley's going to take and go for two. As Burnett comes to home, here comes the throw. She's going to go in standing at third base. Her second triple of the season as Presley goes to 3-3 on in this ball game.
I still think we need to change her name to Tina Cobb. I'm telling you, this girl is hitting the ball.
Tina Cobb? Well, she don't know who Ty Cobb is.
I know. We're going to have to give her a fast teaching lesson. You know, hooked on phone, it's find some videos.
So Presley with a stand-up triple and an RBI gets back into this race for the, amongst her teammates, the RBI race, and this is going to be Mahala Irvin. Presley has now seven RBIs on the season.
It's nice to have that RBI battle, you know that?
First pitch was a strike to Irvin, next pitch is a ball high.
Maybe we need to find out Sheridan's middle name. It might be M, and she can join the M&M Club.
I wouldn't doubt it.
We can make one up.
So the catcher, Ashley Pardon, fixes a gear. We have a little break in action, ready to go. Lida inside the circle, 1-1 count to Irvin. Called out of play, big swing by Irvin. Just missed it.
Got her jammed her inside her hand.
Irvin already with three home runs on the season. She got her third this game, a two-run bomb in the first inning. That's nine RBIs.
And her and James are tied again in the RBI.
Ball in the dirt. Here comes Presley. She's going to score easily. Wild pitch back to the screen.
You know, Presley don't look like she's that fast, but she's really fast.
So now two runs are in here in the bottom of the third. Pisgah tacks on a 10-run lead now. It's 11-1. Here's the 2-1 count to Irvin, 3-1 in the dirt. Irvin
one for one in this game with a walk and a two-run home run. Nobody out.
I doubt Coach Goodman can say they started lackadaisical today.
Ball four, she loses her again, so now Irvin goes down for a second walk. And out comes, it looks like Brittany Troll, who's been designated to be the courtesy runner for Mahala Irvin.
She turned around when Coach Goodman told her she's going to give her a batter, she goes, or a pitch runner. She goes, aw, man. My toe's down and run.
When I was a catcher, I hated this rule when they made it up. They called it the speed up rule. Big swing by Irvin, just caught a piece of it, fouled it into the dirt. So now it's 0-1 to the slugging cleanup hitter for Pisgah.
That's James at the bat.
Excuse me, Micah James. I said Irvin. I had Irvin on my mind on that last at bat. Here's the next pitch, James. That's one ball, one strike. It's in the dirt. James has walked twice in this game, so she does not have an official at-bat. She can put her name in the scorebook with one swing. Big swing and a miss. Back to the screen, so Brittany Troll goes down on a wild pitch. But rather, that's been recorded as a pass ball. Charge to the catcher, Ashley Parton.
She's had a rough day today.
One ball, two strikes to James. Swung on and miss, a rarity. So she strikes out James. That's going to bring up Logan Matthews, who's 0-for-1 with a walk in this game. Brittany Troll at second, courtesy runner for Mahala Irvin. Ball low.
It's a packed crowd again today, at least on the Pisgah side. Standing down the fence again.
Pisgah will travel to Franklin Friday. Ball in the dirt. We know that the first pitch, one of the first pitches is at 4. Franklin does have lights as that last pitch makes it 2-0. That's the big showdown. We have not confirmed if Pisgah will play the second game or the first. Ball 3. We will have that for you later on WPTL. And hopefully before we leave the air. If not, check the Mountaineer newspaper. And also listen to WPTL 920 AM as the next pitch is swung on and grounded foul. Makes the count 3-1.
Well, we'll have our interview, our post-game interview with Coach Goodwin, so we'll shed the light on that situation. She'll probably know by then.
WPTL will be bringing that road game from Franklin on Friday.
So all the Pisgah Nation can hear it.
Called strike, went too far on the check swing, tried to hold up, but couldn't. So now it makes it 3 balls, 2 strikes. Light already, here's her pitch. Swing on and grounded, shoots right through the legs. That's going to be an error. So Logan Matthews reaches first as Troll races down to third. So an error on the shortstop just went right through the wicket. Hit hard, but
she got down, but it's like she didn't put her glove down to the ground. You know, you teach kids to put your glove on the ground and let the ball, but she didn't get it all the way down. It went right under it.
She kind of looked at her second baseman, her compadre out there, and just went, man, did you see that thing? Logan Matthews just tattooed that one. So runners are on the corner for the Black Bears with one out here in the bottom of the third, and they leave 11-1. Tips up, grounder over to third baseman. She checks the runner, throws. Here's the play at the plate, and Brittany Troll slides in. And down to third base goes Casey Brown running for Logan Matthews. So a grounder by Tipton, and on the throw to first to get her out for the second out.
Very smart base running by the Bears. They seized an opportunity when they threw to first. She went, you know, Walt, telling them to go. And in Casey Brown advanced to third on the same problem.
And running for Irvin was Troll, so she scores. And then going to third base was Casey Brown on the play. So now there's a runner on third and a first pitch to Caitlin Anna, who hit a grand slammer last time up.
probably sitting there going, oh, Lord, not her this time, please.
It was a strike because the score now is 12-1. Next pitch swung out and missed. Changeup. Hannah cannot believe she missed that. So three runs already here in the bottom of the third gives the Black Bears a 12-1 lead against the Reynolds Rockets. Hannah, 2-for-2 in this game. Just missed low. Makes the count 1-2. So Hannah, trying to keep her perfect at-bat appearances today intact.
Man,
ripped foul, just foul.
She has such quick hands. I mean, she's on that.
Does the must know these girls because he sometimes plays up in, you know, coaches in the coaches box. You know, he's up close to the line with Caitlin Hannah back up against the screen.
He's hit him. She has hit him a couple of times. Last year she did.
6-foot senior's just got fast hands. Swung out again, line foul. As Casey Brown this time was coming, jumping inside the fair territory to avoid that one. Stay in that fair territory, young lady.
You're
not out.
Hit Coach Leatherwood's way back here now because exactly where she's hitting and where the third base coach would be.
So Hannah still has a 1-2 count on her. 12-1 here in the bottom of the third, Pisgah, with the big lead. Swung on and flying right past the third baseman. That's her third hit of the game. And that's another RBI as Hannah gets her fifth RBI in the game and her third hit. She just hit a scorcher past the third baseman. Aubrey Sluder had no chance to get that one.
Did she have any RBIs before this game?
No, she had none, so she's got 5 today, so she's creeping back in the line. And this is swung on, and this is Hannah Hudson, who drops a single in there. So Hannah Hudson swinging on the first pitch, loops one over the shortstop's head.
That batting number 5, Taylor Gallion.
They were throwing the ball back to second and hit Caitlin Hannah in the head.
Hannah's all right.
Oh, yeah.
She's a little mad.
Oh, you don't want to make her mad. Ask Eastern Randolph coach about that one.
So now it's Taylor Gallion again for the third consecutive inning. 9 batters have come to the plate. Gallion lines one right back at Lida, who throws over to first, and that's it. As the hard luck Gallion bounces another one, hit it good, but that's all for the Black Bears as they get four runs in the bottom of the third inning, and they take a 13-1 lead. We'll be back for the top of the fourth inning in a moment for these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We have a score of 13-1 as the second pitch by our new pitcher, Michaela Tipton. is a ball, so it's 2-0. What are the other changes in the?
We got Casey Brown playing right field. We got Mason McCracken at first.
Liner just falls in front of the new left fielder,
which is Hannah Hudson. She just moved from right to left.
So we've got a lot of changes. We'll go over them right now.
Brittany Trell playing third. So we got Casey Brown in right, Mason McCracken at first. Hannah Hudson moves to left, and Brittany Trell goes to play third.
So Brooke McLaughlin, the shortstop, singles a looping single over third base, and so now the new pitcher is Tipton. It's high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Runner on first, nobody out. It's Rachel Lida.
And, you know, we were talking about Tipton. She has four pitches.
Swung on and grounded over to Presley. Throws over to first, not in time, so that's going to be an infield single. And that was a slow roller. She tried to make a play.
She tried, but
they're batting number six in a field.
It just acted like it just died on her right when it got to the...
And she was a little bit distracted, too, by the runner going by.
Run in front of her.
So the score is 13-1, and next batter is Anna Fields, who has popped up to Presley at second base in her only time at bat in this game. So Reynolds gets the first two runners on. Didn't really hit it hard. A bloop single to left and an infield single. Next pitch is a called strike. So now Tip gets Fields in a hole, 0-2.
She has four pitches. She has the drop, the rise, the curve, and the changeup.
Swung on in line to Presley. She's going to double off the runner at first. She just picks it and quickly flips over to first to get Lida. So a double play, a liner to four, and then back to three into your scorebook, an L4-3.
She just made up for that mistake she had a minute ago and won it back.
So now there's two outs, and that's going to bring up Tyranny Stubb, the right fielder. Hannah Hudson, the former right fielder, now checks into left field, hugging the line over there to Stubb, who pops it up foul, tried to slap it. I can see why. Well played by manager Serena Goodwin and Walt Leatherwood is that she's hugging the line and playing shallow. Bianca Burnett still out in center. She's playing shallow. Out in right field.
Casey Brown
battling the sun. Pitch is high for a ball. His step tries to slap again but lays off. Brittany Trolls at third, creeps in.
Michaela gives you a little bit more faster wind-up, quicker.
And the ball gets away from Irvin. And goes back to the screen as that was way high and inside. So now it's three balls, one strike. And Mason McCracken, another stellar defender, who had one of those gaudy batting averages on the JVs last year, is at first base. Called strikes, tried to slap, but missed it. And that's going to bring the count full at 3-2 with two outs here. And the runner now at third base after that wild pitch.
Not only did Mason have a good batting average, she led the team in RBI. So
she got in this and struck her out. So that's all for the Reynolds Rockets as they leave a runner at third base. And as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's Pisgah 13, Reynolds 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of Ford's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction Company of Chandler, Commercial, Residential, Grading, and Remodeling. So, Chuck, it gives us a chance to see Tipton pitch, and it also gives Serena to see Tipton pitch in a game, because she hasn't pitched, but I think earlier in the year. But that gives her a chance to get out there and get some rest in. And that helps us save Logan's arm, maybe for Friday. Maybe that's what she's planning on doing. Or not taking the chance of her getting injured.
So with a 12-run lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning, we're going to send for the fourth consecutive time. Bianca Burnett will lead it off as Pisgah, the last three innings, have sent nine batters to the plate. They have scored three runs in the first, six runs in the second, and four runs in the third inning.
Now, the mercy rule comes into effect at the end of five innings. If, for some reason or another, Reynolds doesn't score at the top of the next inning, to either tie or make it a nine-run lead, the game is over. Because if it's 10 runs, the mercy rule takes into effect.
The 10-run mercy rule. Try and tack on some more runs. And if you're looking at your scorecard, if you're doing it at home on WPTL 920 AM, listening or online at WPTLradio.net, a lot of runs have been scored so far in the first three innings, and Bianca Burnett is 0-for-1 with two walks. Steps up into the batter's box, and Vida's first pitch is a ball high. Bottom of the fourth, folks. That's going to lead 13-1. Next pitch swung on and popped up to inside the infield. Ashley Parton drops the ball. Hits off of Lida as there was a miscommunication, so that's going to be an error on the catcher. So Burnett reaches first on a pop-up.
You know, we was talking about that decision that our catcher and the third baseman had him in go Hannah. Well, I got to thinking about that. Hannah didn't play third base much last year. She played outfield. So that's an adjustment for them to come. Now get it worked out.
Sheridan Presley, perfect at the plate. A triple and two singles. Swung on a flat line. Picked off by the first baseman. Sluter in time. Doubled her off. So Presley making a bid to go 4-for-4. Got robbed by Aubrey Sluter at third base. Sluter just throws a strike over the first to retire Burnett. So a double play. He races Burnett.
The Gazelle just wasn't fast enough to turn and get back.
So two outs now as Irvin fouls one back off the screen on the first pitch. Irvin, 1-for-1 with a two-run homer and two walks. Scored two runs. Been active. Here's Lida's next pitch. Way high for a ball. Sheridan Presley was about ready to say before she slapped that first one, came in batting 400, but may have jacked her average up to close to 500. It was 500, 9-for-18, so she slipped down to about 480.
Took the mathematician doing the padding.
I'm looking at Irvin. That's like 600. You know. You could take three of my best years and add them together, and it would be 600. Swung on and popped up inside the infield. Can get no. Gets out of play just barely. As Anna Fields gives chase, but the screen stops her, so Irvin hangs in there with a two-ball, two-strike count. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Disco, with a 12-run lead, leads the Rockets 13-1. Next pitch is in the dirt, 3-2. On deck is Micah James.
She hasn't hit today, has she?
Oh, she's got two walks and a strikeout.
So she's 0-for-1.
0-for-1. So far in this ballgame. Here's Irvin. Lightest pitch. In the dirt, she walks her for a third straight time.
Let's see if the coach...
I don't think she's
going to get a pinch runner this time because all the pinch runners are out playing now.
Uh-oh.
So, no, because the pitch runners were in the field, so
yeah.
Irvin's happy, so that's going
to
bring up...
She finally gets to run.
Two outs here. Lightest pitch is in the dirt, gets past the catcher, Ashley Parton, but with a 12-run lead, there are no advancing bases. That's a choice by the coaching staff. Classy move.
Yeah, it is. Oh, you have classy coaches here.
So one ball, no strike count on James. If you're going to advance, you're going to have to advance by hitting. She just had a good swing and just got out ahead of it.
She has had some good swings at the ball. It's just, it's either been foul or just she misses.
Sometimes you can get up there and see a lot of pitches and get into a rhythm of looking at pitches and not swinging.
Mm-hmm.
That can get you some swung on and grounded to the shortstop, flips over to second. Just in time to get Irvin speeding down at the two bag. So that's all for Pisgah as they held scoreless for the first time in this game. No runs, no hits, and no errors, and nobody left on base. So as we move to the top of the fifth inning, it's Pisgah 13, Reynolds 1. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We've moved to the top of the fifth inning. Pisgah is 3 outs away from moving to 6-0 on the season. They have a 13-1 lead, which, if 3 outs occur, they'll enforce the 10-run mercy rule on the Reynolds Rockets. But scheduled up to face
leading off the Rocket,
Michaela Tipton will be 9-1-2. That's Sluter, McLaughlin, and Jenkins.
And we still have the same lineup in that we had the last inning.
This is a pitch hitter. This will be Taylor Bug will be pitch hitting for Aubrey Sluter. First pitch is a fastball, called strike.
Is it Bug or Bog?
I'm going to say Bug, because that looks like a U to me.
Looks like a U, but it makes me wait.
Next pitch is a ball. Excuse me, that was a strike, so it's 0-2. Tipton working fast. Changeup, swing on and miss. Bugs is out.
That was a beautiful changeup. She had her fast, and then slow. She
had to give her three.
No way ahead of that pitch. It wasn't even funny.
Second baseman Jessica McLaughlin, 1-for-2 in this ball game, comes to the plate now. She had a bunt single, just a beautiful executed bunt single. Last time she tries it again, gets called for a strike. Again, we're in the top of the fifth. Now 2 outs away from moving to 6-0. Tipton in on relief. Big changeup swung on and missed by McLaughlin.
That was
going to put her in the hole, 0-2.
That's a nasty pitcher changeup.
Your brain splits 5 different ways with those changeups. You know, it's hard to imagine. It's hard to explain. Oh, strike three! But they're like a house by the side of the road and wants to go by. So that's the second out in this inning. And that is the third consecutive strikeout for Tip.
She is a very good pitcher.
Swung on and fouled back by Emily Jenkins. So 1 out away from enforcing the 10-run mercy rule, which would give the Black Bears a 6-0 mark, and then they can get ready and look forward to Friday's game in Franklin. And that hits Jenkins on the foot, so we're not over yet. And that's going to bring up the ever-dangerous Rachel Phillips. They need 3 runs in this inning to keep the game going. 2 runs will make it 10 runs, so way high as Urban had to leap to get that one. Michaela Tipton inside the circle as they built a big lead and just spelled Matthews, saving her for Friday's showdown in Franklin. And that just missed inside, so it makes it 2 balls, no strikes. WPTL will bring that game to you. We'll hope to have the time before we leave the air of first pitch against the Panthers.
And this only run
swung on and grounded over to Micah James, over to first, and that's it. To Mason McCracken, so that's all, and that's the game. So Pisco moves to 6-0 on the season with a 13-1 victory over the visiting Reynolds Rockets. This is Chuck Evers and Rhonda Burke will be back for our post-game show after these messages from our sponsors. This is home of Pisco softball.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It was a good day. It was all Pisgah Black Bears here at the Pisgah Softball Complex as they routed the Reynolds Rockets 13-1. And as Rhonda is working to get the two interviews, we will be talking to Coach Serena Goodwin, and one of the stars of the game, Sheridan Presley. So, but it was a good day. And what we'll do at this time, as they are still out inside the circle, we're just giving you the score. The game ended abruptly. We'll take a break right here to give us a little bit more time to get the two interviews ready to go. So this is Chuck Fiebernets from the Pisgah Softball Complex, home of Pisgah Softball.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
Welcome back to the Pisgah Softball Complex. It's an all Pisgah day as the Black Bears defeated the Reynolds Rockets 13-1 to move to 6-0. And Rhonda has this, one of the stars of the game.
Today we have Sheridan Presley as our picked as one of our stars. She went 3-4 today with, and now that moves her to 7 RBIs for the year. And she has raised her batting average from 400 to 485. girl, you get to play second base. You finally get to come in and I don't know, your batting is just extraordinary. You have added a lot to this team. How does it feel to come out here as a sophomore and add this to this team that's going to be on a state championship run again?
It feels great. I try to do as much as I can to help my teammates.
And when you're out there playing, I noticed you play a little deeper back in the box than Jamie Gooch did last year. Is that something you were taught, or did you run up on the ball, or is it?
Ever since I was little, I've just always been taught to play deeper because I can get to more.
Now, what does it mean to you having this number one ranking and then having this air about us wanting the repeat for the state championship?
We just got to play with a chip on our shoulder, and we know everybody's coming for us, and we just got to keep playing hard.
Thank you, Sheridan. Good job today, and good luck Friday.
Thank you.
We've got another player coming on our way, another star of the game. We cannot have an interview without this person, who absolutely had a marvelous day as she went 3-for-3 with 5 RBIs and hit a grand slam and makes her now 5-for-7 on the season, Rhonda Bird with Caitlin Hanna.
Caitlin Hanna, you missed the first 2 games of the year. Coach, you know, your bat was extremely hot last year, and we really needed it. And Coach said she was saving you for later in the week because she knew she needed your bat. That grand slam today, tell me what was going through your mind at the plate when you hit that thing and it went out of the park.
I really wasn't even thinking about it. I just wanted to get a base hit.
Your bat is really extremely, you swing extremely fast. You've got quick hands. Do you think that every time a pitch comes to you that it's going to go out, or how do you, when you look at a pitch, how do you go at it?
I just want to get a base hit.
How do you feel about this run this year for the kids, for the girls, young ladies in this championship that you're number one ranking and everything?
I think it's a really good place for us to be, but it's also a really hard place because our expectations are so high.
And you're going to Franklin this week, and that's when one of your nemesis last year, and they've been talking a little trash. How do you feel about this game going in Friday?
We're just going to go in with confidence, play as hard as we can.
Thank you, Caitlin. Good job today. You're getting in that RBI.
And now the manager of the Pisgah Black Bears, who have won 13-1 today and moved to 6-0, manager Serena Goodwin.
Coach, the 6-0, what can you say? The young ladies' bats are really coming alive right now, and it's amazing how these kids are hitting. You got some, like Chuck said earlier, gaudy numbers at batting averages.
Yeah, I think they're batting very well. I think our defense was good today, and that helps us a lot. I think it gives us confidence as a play. But definitely we're heavy hitters. We have struggled a couple of games, but I think that we're getting a little more confidence, and that's going to help us along the way.
Your outfield, extremely quick this year. You got speed. Well, you got the gazelle in middle field, as we call her. But you got speed on each side of the corner. Taylor Gallion is really stepping up to the plate.
Absolutely. She's very quick, and that helps us tremendously. Everybody believes in everybody else that's out there. You know, we struggled a lot last year trying to find the right combination, and we eventually did that. And I think we started out this season very sound defensively, and we didn't feel like we had a lot of spots where we needed to really put a lot of effort out there. I think now it's just confidence and learning to work with one another.
Are you getting to the finalization of your tweaking of your lineup? Do you think you've got it where you want it?
I hope so. Everybody says healthy. It looks like we're making some progress in that direction.
Coach, congratulations. Big game Friday against Franklin. I know the girls want this one really bad.
Right, definitely. It's 4 o'clock at Franklin, yeah, and I'm going to confirm that, and I will make sure that they're not going to want to play JV first. Sometimes they like to mess around with their schedule, so I will get back to you guys on that.
Good. We'll post it like Chuck said in the paper, let everybody know, but we will be carrying that game live.
And we play at 10 and 12 on Saturday at T.C. Robertson against Swain and T.C. T.C. first, Swain second.
Outstanding.
Outstanding, folks. You got to hear from the coach. Tough competition for the Bears coming up this weekend. We got Franklin, then we got T.C., and then Swain, so that'll be a test of your pitching and not only your batting.
Definitely. We're going to put us to the test for sure.
Congratulations, Coach. Great game.
So that was Rhonda Bird with the manager, Serena Goodwin. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of Pisgah Softball.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Pisgah Softball Complex. The first game is finally over as Pisgah defeated the Reynolds Rockets 13-1. It was all Pisgah. Got great pitching, great defense, and outstanding hitting. Final comments, Rhonda?
Well, I just can't wait till Friday to see if we can continue this It's a trend. Like Coach said, we got some tough games this weekend. Now, the Saturday games will be carried on the radio, so folks, you'll just have to check the paper to find out Monday morning how our ladies did in little tournament that we're playing at T.C. Robertson, or come to T.C. Robertson Saturday and support your Black Bears.
10 o'clock game against Swain at T.C. Robertson on Saturday, and 12 o'clock against
T.C. Robertson.
T.C. Robertson, so a doubleheader, 10 and 12 on Saturday, but before that will be a game on Friday. We do not know the first pitch. It is initially scheduled at 4. We do not know if they'll play the JV game first, but that will be posted in the Mountaineer newspaper and also broadcast on WPTL once we learn that information. And, folks, if you want to listen to the games anytime, if you can't make it down to Franklin, go to WPTLradio.net, online streaming, live streaming of the game Friday, or just turn to your knob, 9:20 a.m. on your radio. Folks, this is Chuck Fiebernitz with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Bird. Great day for Pisgah softball as they move to 6-0 after defeating the Reynolds Rockets 13-1. We'll see you, and hit them where they ain't.